Dear gods, no. It's the Knights of the Tabletop Podcast. It seems everybody and their hamster has a live play-style role-playing podcast nowadays, but this one is better than the rest. Because reasons. Anyway, sit down, shut up, and listen. Or the hamster gets what's coming to him.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Knights of the Tabletop Podcast. I'm your keeper for the month, Squirmus. And we're playing Monster of the Week again.
Yay!
With me, we have Ten.
Hi.
And Bielus.
Hello.
And why don't you introduce us to your characters real quick.
I'm playing Joanne Merriweather, or JoJo you can call me. I am an ex-ranger, forest ranger, excuse me, that has been called up to join this
department
in investigating strange occurrences. I was saved by my partner here, Vincent, when these cultists decided to try and kidnap me and, you know, kill me, and well, my sweet face must have made him think that I needed saving, so he saved me and he's my hero.
I'm playing Vincent Farrell, a stupid college kid who joined a group of ill repute college students who turned out to be part of a cult. In that cult, he learned magic, and then he realized that they were using those abilities to cause issues, and they were sacrificing people to gain power. He broke it up and rescued the sacrifice.
One JoJo.
Yes. And then, since then, he's been pressured into working with the department because now he has a usable skill, being magic.
Mm-hmm. And the department sent you all, as a recap, to this small New England town of Brenton, Maine. And it's a small lumber town. To investigate some mysterious disturbances. Some disappearances, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And on arrival, you met the lead constable and the head of the bed and breakfast. Learned a bit, but not much. People disappearing out of their beds, mud and dirt all over their homes, that sort of thing. In the morning, oh no, it's happened at the bed and breakfast. And Miss Kimberly, who runs the bed and breakfast, is also gone. But it didn't bother you guys. So, did some investigating, find out that, hey, it seems to be coming up out of the sewer lines. Went to talk to the family that's been in these parts for the longest, the Cullen family. No jokes. We've already passed that. It's not my fault. I just picked a name out of the air. Anyway, I'm not a twihard, I promise. Anyway, he didn't seem to want y'all around anyway. Didn't give you a lot of information other than go back to Portland where it's safe. And basically slammed the door in your face. And that's where we leave you. What would you like to do?
Well, I think we should go back to town and check and see if they've got any maps of the sewers or the drainage system.
Okay.
Most towns will have some sort of map to help people out when they go down to, you know, do their testing to make sure it's still structurally sound, you know, that way they're not going to have a city street collapse.
So, basically, there's the, roughly you could call it the government building.
The city hall.
It's got a section for the post office. It's mm-hmm. got a section for vital records. It's got a section that's a small library the kids use. It's everything but a school and the constable's office, which is just down the way. The school is a little bit outside of town. And so the vital records section is just basically connected to the library. So feel free to investigate a mystery and tell me what you get.
Okay. I will hopefully roll better than I did the last time. That sucked. That is a 9.
Oh, 9's pretty good, but I believe JoJo.
I got a 10.
Got a 10. So we'll start with JoJo then. What did you get? What were you doing? What were you looking into?
I'm looking at the records to see
something like this has happened before.
Yeah. What's being concealed here?
Okay. And
I was looking for a map.
You were looking into the maps of the sewer system. So going backwards from worst to next, you were really close, but you did find maps
mm-hmm.
for the sewer system in engineering schematics.
Right.
But they're exceedingly old and they're very faded.
Well, I'm going to try and copy them the best I can.
By hand, or are you going to try and take like a photo?
I was going to take a photo.
Okay.
And I was going to draw it out.
All right, so you'll be working on that. Mm-hmm. Now, with your 10, that's awesome. You're looking through, they have basically their historical records and whatnot.
Microfiche, and, no.
Actually, they do have an old microfiche system, which there used to actually be a small... not really a newspaper per se, almost like a newsletter kind of situation. Once a week, this person was putting out, it was like one journalist. And so there was nothing there per se, but that person used to look into the history of the town, because they were very big on, oh, this is a whole historical place. Did you know that this person who signed the Constitution once stayed in our bed and breakfast? That sort of thing, right? And one thing I mentioned about a strange occurrence that happened about 150 years ago. And it was basically not spoken of, but you can go and look, and you do see that there was a large amount of deaths 150 years ago, mid-autumn, for about a month. Suddenly, a bunch of people got marked down as dead.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from children to old people. Suddenly in the vital records is a large section of dead people. And then it went back to the standard amounts of people dying.
Okay, but...
And their dates of death were roughly 2 days apart.
Before this started, I looked back a little bit to see if there was anything unusual before it had started, like weird weather patterns or strange noises, that kind of thing, mentioned in papers.
There does not appear to have been anything mentioned regarding that. Just out of nowhere. 150 years ago, a bunch of people died.
Okay, so I've got the microfiche pulled up on the screen. I take a screenshot with my phone.
Okay.
And close everything down and go find Vincent. Hey, Vincent.
Yeah.
It looks like about 150 years ago, we had another similar incidences that lasted for about a month.
Right. Well, I was going through the records and I found some old maps of the sewers. So we just need to find our way down to the older sections because I'm assuming that's where we're gonna get some more information.
Okay.
Now, regarding what you found regarding the sewers, along the main street, there is a more modern main line that is concrete lined.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your standard sewer line.
Right.
Runs along the main street that was put in the mid-50s. So that's when a lot of modernization occurred in that area. Your street actually got paved, that sort of thing. Now, beyond that, underneath the homes, a lot of them used to have cisterns or their own septic tanks, that sort of thing, which kind of got connected in. But there's also a natural cave system that's a little further down, and it seems like a lot of that just drains into it.
Okay.
So while they're all connected to the main sewer line, it's almost as though the engineers were trying to cover that somewhere along the line, some of it was fudged, just kind of go into the cave system instead of the sewer line. And that saves them from having to, you know, deal with waste. Probably not the most environmentally friendly, but the cave system just goes. No one knows where exactly.
Okay.
That may have even been what Bullock was trying to warn you against.
Yeah.
But he was right. Underneath the older houses, some of the places the sewer lines were put in with paper mache. It's effectively, you bump it, it might collapse. Only the newer places have any sort of concrete sewer lines.
Okay.
The ones with the cisterns are have the bigger entrances into the homes. Anyway, so where would you like to go from here?
Well, I'd like to go make sure that we've got flashlights, batteries, waders,
rope.
Yeah, rope.
The waders and whatnot you'll have to get from the general store.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to go all the way down the road to Walmart.
We'll get what we can here. The longer we leave, you know, people down there, you know, less likelihood of covering survivors.
Hmm. So you go to the store and there's already quite a crowd coming and going from the store. People are buying food. They're bringing lots of food out to their vehicles. People seem very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get into the store, pretty much all the general food supplies are gone.
Okay.
Only the perishable stuff remain. But okay. Canned foods, that sort of thing's gone.
Staples.
A lot of batteries and whatnot are pretty much off the shelves. Flashlights, such and so forth. People have got their emergency rations. Panic appears to be getting, is just shy of setting in.
Okay.
But you can, in the sporting goods area, they have a small sporting goods area because, you know, they have summer fishermen come up and whatnot.
Right.
You can find some fly fishing hip waders, that sort of thing.
That's fine.
There won't be any flashlights or batteries available to you.
Well, let's go to the automotive repair and get flares. I doubt they'll have a Vary pistol, but they might have flares.
They don't have a Vary pistol, but you can find flares, yes.
Okay.
Just your basic road flare.
Camping supplies, find some glow sticks.
There are no glow sticks. In fact, the camping supplies got pretty well picked over.
Okay.
Okay.
We're back to the automotive section, and there's a little stick-on mirror that you would add to your side
with the
mirror.
Little fisheye round mirrors?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to buy one of those.
Go to the makeup department and get a better mirror than that.
They don't have a makeup department. It's a general store.
Yeah. But
this isn't like a Safeway. It's a general store.
What, a compact?
Something. The fisheye mirror is not, you know, not as useful as just a standard mirror.
No, but it would work as spreading light.
You can find a mirror. Anything else? The shopkeep seems interested in closing up.
No. I can't think of anything, can you? We got rope, we got it's everything.
Getting fairly close to dark.
Well, we'll take stock of what we've got, and we'll decide if we need to make a trip to the bigger town.
Okay.
Go back to
bed and breakfast.
And barricade the basement door.
Okay. Well, you're just going to, like, move some furniture in front of it or something?
I was thinking of nailing it shut.
Yeah. Sealing the cracks.
Well, other than, like, a caulk gun, you really don't have anything for sealing the cracks, but you can nail the door shut. There is some minor supplies. You can find a few boards to nail across it and secure it that way.
Stuff a rag in the crack, etc.
When you, that you could do. When you come in, though, it feels kind of empty. The house seems to have lost a lot of its charm all of a sudden. I mean, besides the fact that it's covered in mud and has, you know, crime tape everywhere, it just, it's like the presence of warmth is gone from the house without Miss Kimberly here. You just feel this, oh, you didn't know her really well, but you just feel sad.
Yeah. Make a cold sandwich and get some rest before tomorrow after we inventory.
Yep.
Okay. So you go over your stuff.
See anything we need? Got what, rope, we got the mirror, we got the flashlights we took from Miss Kimberly's. Mm-hmm. With extra batteries.
Do they work?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'd say we should have... let's split the flares.
Now these are those big silver flashlights with the big heads on them.
Mag lights.
Yeah. Well, not even so much a mag light. This is like the big old style 1960s
hand spotlights. Several
D's. 5D cell batteries. Good. Yes, these will crack a skull.
Good weapon. Hit candles. Just in case.
She even has waterproof matches.
Woohoo! I'll take those.
You know, they do get some pretty bad nor'easters up here. She's prepared.
Well, and that's why I assume that they would have, you know, boards for boarding up windows.
Well, she has shutters. And they seal the shutters.
Hammer, nails, all that fun stuff. Just drooling.
That's fine.
Okay.
You guys haven't eaten all day, so he's going to make some cold sandwiches.
Yeah.
There's plenty of food in the house.
Well, so. I'm sure there's leftovers in the fridge we can snack.
There is. There's some. You can heat up some roast, some pig, roast pork and potatoes and whatnot. She even had some cheesecake, strawberry cheesecake in the refrigerator.
So do you want to go down to the main street entrance and work our way towards the caves?
Yeah, as long as we can avoid the paper mache sewer lines.
Well, that's why I was saying start in the
concrete
area and work our way out.
Yeah.
Looking for clues down there.
Yeah, that sounds good as any.
Are you planning to do that tonight?
Oh, nope. Heck no.
I have to ask.
I really don't want to go in the sewer. Personally, I think we should figure out, well, we haven't been contacted at all, but it would be nice to have, you know, pass the buck, so to say, but...
Well, either that or we spend tomorrow going to all the houses in town and either booby trapping or rigging their drain so that it can't open or that it is defended so that nothing's going to come up through it and force it. Come up through one passage of our choosing.
Sounds better than going down the drain.
I mean, those are the options. Either we try to, when it comes up the next time, we give it one choice and we wait for it, or we go down.
Thing is, though, there's a lot of entries into there. I mean, there are houses almost a mile out that connect into this system.
Understood.
And sure, they're connected mostly through the old cave system, but they're still connected up.
I understand. I'm just saying. It goes all the way out to the old Cullen.
Goes all the way out to the old Cullen place and to the lumber mill. You're talking close to 100 entries to close up.
How long has this been going on?
Oh, this is 6 incidents, so not quite 2 weeks.
About 3 more weeks.
If things follow the old pattern from when you believe it occurred before, yeah, it ain't stopping anytime soon.
So those are our options.
Which would you prefer to do?
I think we're going to have to go down because, like we were thinking, you know, there's a lot of houses. I don't know how we're going to get it done without, you know, more people disappearing.
Well, we could have the town folk board up there.
Yeah, but if we don't have a good way of doing it, then we're going to sit there at the one entrance that is unbarricaded. And if, say, that family there did a piss-poor job of it, and it comes through anyways, then we've sat all night waiting for
I'm not saying for us to sit all night and wait. I'm saying still, while we're doing this, have the town folk board their areas.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have the sheriff let people know as many as he can, spread the word that they need to barricade their cellars because we think something's coming up out of the cellars. Out of their drain system.
I get where you're coming from there, but you got to understand how fragile the local people are right now.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell them something is coming up out of their cellars, there will be a general panic.
Okay, you don't have to tell them that something is coming up out of the cellars, but just tell them that there is a potential for there to be a danger with the cellars, the drainage system, like, say, noxious gases, and that we need them to board up the cellar or bury, you know, cover up the drainage to try and prevent it from getting into the house.
Hmm.
You don't have to say a monster. You don't have to say a threat. You know, like a physical threat. Just tell them that there might be some noxious gases. That might get them to barricade it, leaving just the grate in the bed and breakfast open.
I'll see what I can do. Can't guarantee anything, but I'll see what I can do.
If it follows pattern, it's going to happen again tomorrow night.
All right. So he goes off to go back to the constable's office to make some calls.
So that's my thought.
Jojo, do you have any thoughts?
No. Need to get some rest before we go and do this. That's it.
That's true. So, you gonna eat your food?
Mm-hmm.
Go to bed?
I'm gonna barricade my room and go to bed. Yeah?
Yeah. I should have gotten a bell or something and strung a bell in front of the door.
Well, there's probably a bell at the front door or front desk.
Actually, there is one of those ones that hang above the front door, so when you come in, it rings.
I'll go take it down and string it in front of the door.
Which door?
My bedroom door. The hallway, whatever.
Screw him!
The hallway. No, that's fine.
I'm dragging furniture into my room.
Well, there's four other bedrooms right up here that you can pull, stuff out of. He's going to need help, though, because he's not very tough.
I'll help you.
Well, I figure we'd do the same thing to your room.
Heck, I'll drag a mattress and just sleep in the same room.
Sure.
That's a good idea.
Barricade one room versus two.
Well, we can also nail the door shut, too.
No, I don't want to nail the door shut. That's pushing it, because, you know, there could be a fire.
Well, true.
You are on the second floor.
But we could also do this downstairs on the main floor. That way, if we have to, we go out a window.
That would be sleeping in her room?
No. Just choose a room that that can be, you know, closed off.
The thing is, most of the downstairs is covered in mud and dirt.
Yeah.
The only rooms that aren't affected are the upstairs. And the dragon has sung. So that's where we'll end this. Does anyone have anything to add before we finish off this episode?
Sleep tight.
Yeah, I don't really have anything.
Alrighty then. So, next week we'll be finishing off this exciting adventure, Monster of the Week.
Exciting. Yeah, we've got two brains going,
zombie.
It gets better next. So anyway, till next time, or Knights of the Tabletop, BLS in 10, I'm Squirmus. Bye.
Bye. Later.
Thanks for listening to our little podcast. We hope you liked it. You can express your enjoyment of the show by leaving a comment at scormy.com, or perhaps a 5-star review wherever you downloaded the show from. Remember, the hamster is counting on your continued support, otherwise, there might be an accident.